Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, this is going to be an extremely powerful worldwide transmission today. Max Keiser is coming on to talk about all the deaths of the bankers, what's happening in the markets, geopolitical developments as well. But the first thing that we need to go over, obviously, here today is the situation with Russia. Poland is calling up its armed reserve, saying the world stands on the brink of conflict. That's the president. Western governments see continuing Russian buildup on Ukraine border. That's Reuters. Study, even a small nuclear war would destroy the world. That's in CBS News. Russian officials dump iPads over spy fears because they're basically designed for spying. Ted Cruz says the Russians are openly laughing at Obama. I don't agree with that. And Ted Cruz is kind of just going along with the establishment line on Russia to sound strong and presidential. Because, again, NATO just took 93% of Ukraine, and the Russians grabbed their pipelines. That's it. The Russians have been absolutely defeated, and now they're rolling Western weapons into Ukraine. And that's why the Russians are massing troops, because their back is against the wall. Russia is a collapsing civilization, just like we are, but they're more advanced. And just as the NASA study came out and said, irreversible societal collapse. By design, though. They don't tell you that. It is reversible. Easily. And now they're saying, is Vladimir Putin coming from the North Pole next? Because there's been a decade-long dispute over those areas as they begin to drill for natural gas and oil. And obviously, Russia has a claim on part of the North Pole of the Arctic. But if they claim anything, why, they're evil and want to kill everybody. And again, folks, it's not that I romanticize Russia. It's that I want to build a civilization based on technology and chivalry, based on being honorable and based on real science and the love of exploration. I want to work with the Chinese, the Russians, the Germans, the Arabs, the Latin Americans. I want a goal-based civilization. I want to survive and thrive. I am sick of the models of conflict and war and governments that want to keep war going because it allows them to organize society around conflict instead of around exploration, innovation. And I know that's not an original thought. It's what anyone who loves their children wants. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have a defense. It doesn't mean we don't have personal weapons. It doesn't mean we're not personally warriors. There will always be bad people that want to make you their slave. That's why you've got to be trained in the arts of war and ready to defend yourself. But you don't run around the world starting wars and turning Al-Qaeda loose in scores of nations. Our country has lost all its moral high ground and is overrun by the most sickening practitioners of anti-human systems the world's ever seen. And the people running our country are not America. Let's just get that straight. The people running conflict with Russia are our enemies. They want to destroy us. They want to abort our children before they're born. They want to give us GMO garbage. They hate Americans. The globalists hate Americans 10 times more than they hate the Russians. They hate the Russians because they've been independent, nationalistic, and a male-driven society. A primitive, dark age, but strong society, and an Orthodox Christian society. It's to be destroyed. And the globalists, with 80-plus years of communist rule, did a really good job. Our filthy, degenerate banker government put the Bolsheviks in there. And I'm sick of it. And by the way, starting a war with Russia, even a Cold War, allows the worst elements to take control there. But see, that's how the evil works. The globalists don't want real peace. I do. I know you do. We've got some good news coming up. the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only winning move is not to die.
The only way to win the game is not to play. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want to use nuclear weapons. They've had the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, the last decade put out reports claiming limited nuclear wars are sustainable and reasonable and no big deal. They're basically like a walk in the park, and they've been selling that idea. And they've been moving nuclear weapons, tactical, medium range, in and around the Russian borders. They have been arming al-Qaeda to attack Russia publicly. They have been trying to destabilize Russia domestically with left-wing socialist anti-family cults. They have been overthrowing Syria, Libya, Egypt with al-Qaeda forces. This is not our government that's doing this. This is insane central banks, the same people that brought you Obamacare, the same people that finance all the anti-gun groups, the same people that finance the open borders, the same people that finance in all the universities anti-father initiatives. They want to break society because tyranny never ends up working. So they think, well, tyranny isn't broken. No, it's that humanity isn't complying with it, so we're just going to neuter humanity. And in the process, destroy the vigor of the species. Let me just give you a smattering here of the headlines I have. I have some incredibly good news that I'm going to be getting to at the bottom of the hour that is just so delightful. MSNBC loses another quarter of its viewers in the last year and is already imploded and collapsed. I just want to announce that here now. They've been collapsed for years. It is literally a facade. And it doesn't matter they have anti-gun CIA spokesman frontmen on Rachel Maddow's show and you know all these petty movie stars like Affleck and the rest of them. They are a complete joke and legends in their own mind. And they're only there so they don't have to announce they've already collapsed. They are complete fraud, facade, garbage. And will destroy the preservation of you and your family if they have their way. They are the enemy, period. And that just recognizing that is the beginning of survival of the species. Finding your human common sense, your vigor, your aggression, your focus, your dedication to humanity. Good people have 100 times the power of evil people. We're more vicious. We're smarter. On every front, we will stomp the enemy into the ground. In the info war, physically, whatever it takes. But you've got to step into your power. Let me continue with more unbelievably good news here, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we're going to be covering this at the bottom of the hour. The FBI has severed ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center and removed them from their websites and are removing them from recommended law enforcement training. I'm going to say that again. The FBI is removing its connections from the SPLC. The SPLC is a publicly sworn group to attack the Second Amendment, every basic liberty there is, fatherhood, the family, and any independent media, and they get their talking points directly from the central banks and the Communist Party. And they now, ladies and gentlemen, are on the rocks. We're going to be getting into all that. The enemy is on the rocks if you attack them in the info war, and don't apologize. Because the minute we recognize them as the enemy, it doesn't matter if the globalists blow up more federal buildings. Southern Poverty Law Center had their informants in control of the white supremacist Elohim City Command Center. It doesn't matter how many nukes the globalists set off in U.S. cities and blame the Russians and claim they're working with U.S. right wing and try to arrest us in martial law. That dog doesn't hunt. Isn't going to work. We saw your plan, blew it out of the water over a decade ago. Now everybody sees you trying to run that play. They see what you're doing. You understand, we are engaging you. We're not laying down. We're better than you. We're smarter than you. We're stronger than you. We're honorable. We're not cowards. We were born to go up against scum like you. You people think all your black uniforms and your FEMA camps scare us? You think all this garbage really scares Americans? Americans have been brought up in front of a television set, mesmerized. They've been sleeping. The minute you start the fight, you begin to lose it. The minute you start the fight, you awaken the giant. The minute you keep pushing us is the minute you go down. You got that, scum? So I'm going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. And I'm telling you what's going on right now is the people know we're all in danger. The people look at their kids. I don't care if they're a cop or a bureaucrat or even a social worker or an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent. People in the system, they look at their children and they know they're flushing them down the toilet working for this New World Order. This New World Order is illegitimate and has hijacked this country. Period. Everybody knows it in their gut. Everybody knows it intellectually. There's no more debate. You either stand up against it or you roll over. You either decide to choose humanity in 1776 and our forebears, who sure weren't perfect, but compared to these people running things, they're night and day. The honor, the courage, the dedication, the strength, the male power. That's what the New World Order totally fears is men. Men who care about building a civilization. Men who want prosperity. Men who want to build bridges and buildings and spacecraft and have a future. Men who love poetry. Men who love combat. Men who love their families and their wives. Men who are strong. Men are the answer with God's light to change this world and fix this planet. And it's time for men to stop being little boys for their whole lives and to stand up and become men. I'm already getting into this. The point is the enemy is weak. They're weak spiritually. They're weak physically. They're cowards who crave narcissistic delight. Why look down into the water at your own reflection when you can look up at the stars? Why look into your own eyes in a mirror when you can look into your woman's eyes? Why love yourself and your petty power trip when you can love seeing your sons and daughters become strong and see them delight in creativity and discovery? We're going to be breaking all that down today. Max Keiser is coming on. It's now coming out the UK government threatened to shut down The Guardian for printing Snowden leaks. That's why they stopped releasing them. We're going to get into the latest on Obamacare. Every state has been caught hiring, through the federal government, criminals to run the Navigator systems. Convicted swindlers, money launderers, identity thieves. Yeah, who do you think, as Kit Daniels wrote months before it went into effect this year, last year, months before it went into effect, we said it'll be Acorn-type groups. And it wasn't just Acorn-like. It was Acorn groups that changed their name from New York to Nevada, coming up and saying, you give me your Social Security numbers right now, old lady. And you know what? They give it to them, and you know what happens. And it's in the news. Going to be covering that. This is a criminal takeover, period. But it's my government. I mean, they're the authority. No, they're not when they're mad dog criminals. And you're insane to keep cowering to these people. That is what's going to let them win. It's not courage to fight these people. It's self-preservation. It's blind, stupid courage to roll over to these people. Because that's what you better fear. You better fear not facing the full truth. You better fear not making preparation for it. You better fear not taking the opportunity we've got because of checks and balances that have been overrun but still are there to a certain degree that we can use to pivot on and restore the republic. We have the moral high ground. We have self-preservation on our side, the survival instinct that they've worked so hard to nihilistically destroy. We want to restore the republic. We want to restore justice. We want to restore our institutions that were never perfect, but have been totally brought down. And we can do it. The world's worth fighting for. People say, well, just leave it to God. God helps those who helps themselves, the old Bedouin saying. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. I'm just going to leave my horse untied. I trust in God. Well, God sees that and sees a fool. Tie up your horse, do your best, and God will carry you through to the next step. But you've got to take that first step. You've got to ask God to empower you as a vessel, as a soldier, in the fight against the destroyer. We'll be back with the latest on Russia.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Manna Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Manna will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Manna. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch Obama become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's liberties and freedoms be destroyed.
Watch people's heads roll.
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 Just like the Pied Piper let Al-Qaeda in. Then you call the Pied Piper to get Al-Qaeda out.
Just like the Pied Piper.
But then later, the Pied Piper. Piper comes for your children. And now he's in control of the system. He acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
Your metal brain corrodes.
It's metal brain corrodes.
Dave Mustaine bringing us in. Great Dave Mustaine. What a great guy.
You try to take us all.
Totally real. Before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes.
Globalist, who would you attack? If you were the globalist, what would you do to your enemy? You put poison in their water to dumb them down and lower their IQ and give them cancer. You'd destroy their culture. You'd destroy their families. You'd take the greatest creditor nation, make them the greatest debtor nation. You'd attack the churches. You'd attack morality. You would do exactly what the globalists in Hollywood have done to this country and what they're trying to do to Russia. Everybody else, as they play our countries off against each other. Just like in From Russia with Love, the James Bond movie written by the MI6 spy Ian Fleming. The two Chinese fighting fish, one kills the other's weak, then the third smarter one comes in for the kill. That's what the New World Order does, up above us, playing us off against each other. Study, small nuclear war would destroy the world. That's in CBS News, in amongst the news and sports. With an estimated 17,000 nuclear weapons in the world, we have the power to exterminate humanity many times over. But it wouldn't take a full-scale nuclear war to make Earth uninhabitable, reports Live Science. Even a relatively small regional nuclear war, like a conflict between India and Pakistan, could spark a global environmental catastrophe, says a new study. Yes, in a cascading new dark age is what the study gets into. Let's click on that Live Science report there in the blue link. Most people would be surprised to know that even a very small regional nuclear war on the other side of the planet could disrupt global climate for at least a decade. That's actually true. It would throw up incredible dust in the atmosphere and wipe out the ozone layer for a decade, said lead author Michael Mills, an atmospheric scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado. And do you know why they know that? Because not the Russians, not the Chinese. No, do you know who detonated over 100 hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere? Do you know who did that? Our government did in the 60s, quote, trying to, quote, blow a hole in the Van Allen radiation belt. That made it worse, on record, more radioactive. That was first, blow a hole in the Van Allen radiation belt. Then they wanted to see if they could ignite the atmosphere on a planetary scale. This is all public and declassified. Let's just see if we can burn the Earth up. Sure, let's go ahead and do that. And then they wanted to see if they could blow holes in the ozone layer. And do you know they were successful doing that? These people aren't insane. They're not guided by Satan. And you're right, atheist. There's no devil. Well, you know what? I'm being sarcastic. Even if there isn't a physical, spiritual, dimensional devil, which obviously I believe there is, and the evidence is overwhelming, the evil force throughout history that is bigger than just individual people guiding it, a force, a spirit. If that isn't the devil, it is. The devil exists archetypally, whether you think it exists or not. That's the devil trying to ignite the atmosphere, trying to create mass power outages worldwide in a test. That was the fourth thing they were doing, excuse me. These people are out of their minds, and now they're chemtrailing us since the early 90s with barium, salts, aluminum dioxide, strontium. And, you know, they're crazy. They want to bang heads with humanity. And that's what they've done. And it's hard to create, folks. It's easy to destroy. And I don't even see any creativity in their destruction. I don't see creative destruction here. I see just destruction. Stinking, ugly destruction. We'll be right back with the latest on Russia. Stay with us. Haven't gotten to that yet.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
I'm going to now try to hurry through the news as quickly as possible ahead of opening the phones up. Then our guest is joining us. Max Kaiser, always informative.
Oh, my little girl.
We are back live, my friends. Getting back to the Russia situation, it is extremely reckless to be massing nuclear weapons and military force and missile shoot-down systems to stop a Russian counterattack on the borders with Russia. If our government was truly moral, truly supporting liberty worldwide, and trying to liberate Russia from some North Korean-style tyranny, it would still be something that should be up for debate for the public to decide if we wanted to risk nuclear war to free Russia. Russia, compared to the globalist, is not as mentally ill and insane and anti-human. Probably because they just went through 80 years, 80 plus years of globalist communism, financed out of New York and London with the Bolshevik overthrow in 1917. the same banks that run the Federal Reserve, publicly, J.P. Morgan, you name it, on record funded the Bolsheviks. Look it up. 25 million train of gold, Stalin sent into aid Lenin. Hundreds of thousands of people from England and the U.S. sent over as the Bolshevik army. The Bolshevik army was foreign Westerners who spoke Russian, who'd immigrated to the United States, who overthrew Russia. I mean, this is so insane, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the Russians, this is known by the Russians, and it's in Solzhenitsyn's books, and it's been written about. But they don't put it on Russian TV because there's still a lot of old Russians and people that like communism and buy into it all and buy the propaganda. Because Stalin did kind of double-cross that neocon group, and then they came back over here. But the point is that the American people and the British people, the UK people, British at the time, literally financed 50, 60 million Russians killed. Just like our government helped put Mao Zedong in, that's now declassified. What the John Birch Society said in the 50s, why they created the John Birch Society, was it was discovered that, and they said it for decades, and then it's been declassified now in the last decade, but they've been saying it since the 50s. Declassified in 2004, that indeed the CIA put Mao Zedong in power and double-crossed Chiang Kai-shek and killed U.S. personnel that had gone native OSS people who refused to aid the communists, and they lined up U.S., British, you name it, soldiers and killed them. RCIA, because there were a bunch of military people that stayed behind and said, we are not going to turn this over to the communist. And you know what happened? They got killed. Just remember that, because this is not our government that runs things, ladies and gentlemen. This is a criminal group. Look at the New York Times whitewashing it. CIA papers lend insight on China under Mao. In the New York Times, when Mao died, David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed piece literally worshiping him, saying, who can deny he did a great job and is a model for us? I mean, disgusting. Even before it was fully declassified, I remember in 1999 watching History Channel with the CIA section chief over Asia. And he was laughing about how they put Mao Zedong in and bragging on History Channel. And of course, I knew all the names. I'd read the John Birch publications. I knew all about it. John Birch is named after a guy that stayed behind who they killed, tortured, of course, first. And it lets you know that, you know, this has been known forever. And that's the only reason we knew about the New World Order plan in the 50s and 60s is because a bunch of people inside the CIA, inside the FBI, gave all their intel to Welsh, the man that spent his whole fortune trying to resist it, because they couldn't believe the level of treason. And I'm just digressing here. I just marvel at the fact that the people that own the Federal Reserve, the globalists, the big six mega banks, British royalty, you name it, funding it, would overthrow Russia and put in a group of eugenicists, anti-family, anti-God exterminators, and kill 50-plus million Russians, 10 million Ukrainians, millions of Poles, millions of others in Eastern Europe, a reign of hellish terror and social engineering, and that the same globalists literally butchered China. And have visited upon China 80-plus million dead. That's China's number. CIA says 65 million or 66 million. And, of course, then you realize, oh, my gosh, they want to do that here. They really will try that here. They really want to break America and re-educate us once and for all. And the only way they do that is starting a global war that they can also tie into domestic groups. And the only way to do that is to set off a nuke. And then type it off the signatures, the jacketing isotopes, fingerprint it, and frame the Russians or the Iranians, and then tie it into domestic groups and launch a full-bore takeover. And they really might go ahead and pull the trigger. Because let me tell you, they're going to lose if they don't. We have them. They think they're choking us, folks. We're like a giant boa constrictor that's got a little piglet wrapped up in it, and we're just starting to squeeze, and they're just starting to figure out that humanity wants to be free. It's just a natural instinct. It's not any organized, coordinated thing. It's just a mass, we don't want to be part of this. From factory workers to farmers to ranchers to school teachers to government agents, the power trip's wearing off, folks. People are really sitting there thinking about their families, thinking about their future, thinking about history, and really going ahead with all this. Where Homeland Security openly trains to take on gun owners, veterans, you name it. Obama's disapproval rating hits an all-time high. Look at this headline. Humans to be kept alive between life and death in first suspended animation trials. And they are able to do it with dogs and stuff already, folks. That sounds like, what is the name of it? Ubik? I haven't read it in probably 15, 20 years. Philip K. Dick novel where they freeze you but keep your brain somewhat alive and then people can come and talk to you. You can live hundreds of years that way. Already got it. Now, you freeze somebody hard when the cells get thawed out, they burst. That's why meat doesn't taste good when it's been frozen. So that's the only problem they've got to get around, but they're getting close. So they bring you near death, you know, maybe a heartbeat a minute or so. And so 10 years is only like 2 weeks, and then they can keep you alive directly out of the mind of Philip K. Dick. By the way, I happen to know the inside baseball on Philip K. Dick, and I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Sure wish I could tell you about it. Let's just say a lot of interesting stuff was going on in the 60s in San Francisco. You know, I don't know why I learn all this stuff and get it directly from oh, I'm giving all this information that I'm not allowed to tell you. I always love that part. I could only tell you all the things I've been told, all the things I've learned. I just don't get why all these famous people tell me all this information, and then I'm not allowed to tell you. They just want me to know and confirm what I'm saying. And then these people let the media project who they are, who their husband was, who their son was, who their daughter was, who their father was, when they could tell the world who they really were and what really happened. But they're scared, and they know how the media spins things and how it will attack them. But the good news is the liberty is here. The old system's going down. No one cares what it says anymore. So now it's time for all of you to go public. It's time for John Lennon's family to go public. It's time for the Philip K. Dick daughters to go public. It's time for all of you to start telling the world what you've been through. Instead, this has come out once, so I can say one part of it that's already public. You know Dick got visited repeatedly by the government asking how he knew all this stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. More human than human. That's our goal here at Tyrell Corporation. And are you really the unteleported man? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, the world, we're living in a science fiction phantasm, ladies and gentlemen. And we care about people like Ben Affleck or whatever his name is on Rachel Maddow with no viewers, and we're letting the globalists try to start a war with the Russians when the whole universe is there before us and we're busy fighting over primitive accumulation with each other? It's pointless. Let me get to the good news, because I said I'd get to that, and then I'll get into the economic news. There's a bunch of I've got to get to this petty corruption news, how the media always focuses on petty corruption garbage instead of focusing on the big corruption, and that's a tool they use to give you the little stuff. And I know everybody knows that, but it's important to refocus on that. Let me give you first, though, the good news. And again, we already knew this because we tracked the Nielsen ratings, which MSNBC and others got caught years ago paying to have Nielsen put out fake ratings for them. So you have to understand, these are fake numbers, okay? But it's still that facade for the business owners that put MSNBC and CNN on in their restaurants and bars, or in the airports, or in the government buildings. It's still the facade that, A, these are liberals when they are flaming fascist control freak demons, the worst of humanity, not fit to lead a dead dog into a ditch. MSNBC loses another quarter of its viewers in the last year. And then soon it's another quarter of that diminished amount. Listen, their biggest shows have 500,000 viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, talk about Emperor's New Clothes. I don't have to give you the numbers that Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million listeners a day, that Michael Savage has about 8, 9 million a day, that Sean Hannity has about 5, 6 million a day, that Glenn Beck has 5, 6, 7, 8 million a day, that I have 3 million a day, that Coast to Coast AM has about 9 million a day, 16 million a week. You go, why isn't every day that many? It builds up to, no, because a lot of people listen every day. The point is, and that's just terrestrial radio. We've got 500, 600, 700 million views on YouTube. We can't even count them all. We've got 3 million terrestrial listeners a day, 1 million people visiting the websites a day, 3 million followers on our different Facebooks. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, these people sit up there pontificating, and they have Ben Affleck on or whatever, to sit there with his every movie comes out glorifying the CIA. It's a joke. I mention that because I just keep seeing the image of Ben Affleck in the article, you know, with that narcissistic, self-important look. You don't like the TSA groping you? Well, go to hell, he said, close quote. Turns out that guy only flies on private jets while making fun of groups that didn't want to be groped at the airport and go through naked body scanners. Hey, punk. You're a punk. You sniveling, and I can look at you. He's so stupid when you look in his eyes. I'm so sick of these nobodies being propped up over us to sit there and these nobody joke actors that we're all supposed to fall down in front of and worship all day. I am totally sick of it. The Nielsen Media Research data that the biggest decline came in MSNBC, which lost nearly a quarter, 24% of its primetime audience. CNN, under new management, ended its fourth year in third place with a 13% decline in primetime. In total, the combined viewership of all three major cable networks, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, dropped 11% to its smallest audience since 2007. Not by coincidence, the disapproval rating of Lord Obama, for whom the likes of CNN and MSNBC have been dutiful water carriers in the midst of numerous scandals, hit a new record high this week of disapproval, 59% Gallup, and that's a total whitewash. It's much worse than that. And it just goes on. Now, let me give you more good news here. And this one's really juicy. Southern Poverty Law Center, dailycaller.com, up on Infowars.com. FBI severs ties with liberal domestic terrorism inspiring Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the group with the ADL that writes the MIAC reports, Homeland Security reports. It's all written by them. It's even the same graphics. They admit that. About how the founders are bad and gun owners are bad and men are bad and borders are bad and not wanting five-year-olds to learn how to, you know, put a condom on a banana is bad, and Jocelyn Elders is going to save us, and Alex Jones is evil, and blah, blah, blah. And Morris Slee's heading it up, and, you know, the same group that was running the Elohim City Command Center that federal whistleblowers exposed and got arrested. I mean, they are a really dangerous group, ladies and gentlemen. They advise the police They get police chiefs awards. The ADL does the same, basically the same organization, just two different heads. And the FBI is now delisting them on their website and not and saying they're not a source for FBI agents because most of what they have on there is a fiction. They'll have some toothless grand dragon on there, you know, some cousin of Senator Byrd, Democrat, and then they'll put him next to Lou Dobbs and myself. It just doesn't hold water. And the fact that the FBI is delisting them shows a major, major victory. And we're going to continue to hammer the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, the ADL got convicted and caught, and they've lost in civil court as well with police files and going after people for no reason and tracking citizens domestically and secretly infiltrating police departments. And then they go around with these anti-gun initiatives and say you're anti-Semitic if you don't turn your guns in. I mean, it's total socialist garbage. Using race card to attack people. The Federal Bureau of Investigation revoked and removed its links to Southern Poverty Law Center from the Civil Rights Division website last week, breaking ties with the group that inspired a would-be mass shooter in a hate map attack. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1 week left to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials.
And that's not all.
We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere. Like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Freedom came my way one day.
Freedom came my way one day. And I started out of time.
Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down.
So I shot.
So I shot.
And if they start the Civil War, you know what's going to happen.
If I am guilty.
Max Kaiser coming on the next hour. And then we're going to take your calls for him. And then I will take nothing but calls the third hour. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Briefly, this hour is brought to you by a great storable foods company with incredible prices, great customer service. It's not just storable foods, though. They have a wide range of the best preparedness supplies out there. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And also, folks, I've gotten nothing in the staff because this just came out yesterday and started shipping today. Nothing but rave reviews from Buckley Hammond, my cousin that's now come to work with us after working with me the first 3 years of launching InfoWars in 1995. In fact, he was involved in InfoWars before it existed in 1993-94 when I was first in college. He was in college. He's about 6 months younger than me. He was going to Southwest Texas, south of Austin. And he actually helped me put out my first radio tapes and things and get some of my first jobs. And he's been working in TV and network news. And so I finally twisted his arm into coming down here to Texas, back home to InfoWars. And, of course, it was just his dad, my uncle, that died this year. And so he said it was time to come home and be closer to his mother back in Texas. So he's here with us. I don't know why I got off into that story. The point is to say he's part of the team again. And you notice his name on films like Masters of Terror, the Bohemian Grove film. He's in the credits. You'll see his name on my first film, America's World by Design. He shot the video on that, the nationwide trip, and helped me make that film. His name, of course, is he did the music and the editing and so much more. And Road to Tyranny, edited that in my living room, in my living room office, in my little two-bedroom house. So he's back home. Good to have him. He's just raving about this because he got back to Austin. The allergies hit him. And nothing was working. Well, the new lung cleanse that we developed with Dr. Group is revolutionary. And it's basically essential oils. You spray it in your mouth and then inhale, and it is off the charts. Good. Nothing else is like it for me personally for allergies. And it's I just call it basically a chemtrail detox. Lung cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have it. We have it available right now, ladies and gentlemen. So secure yours today and help fund the operation. It's got a whole bunch of organic ingredients in it. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can call and secure the fluoride shield, the survival shield. It's incredible. Of course, the Supermel Vitality, 50% off, still running that. We brought that special back because it was so popular. And we have the new super high-powered 30 parts per million silver bullet, colloidal silver. It's all available, and that's how we fund the operation, so it's a win-win-win. It's super high-quality products and fund the tip of the spear in a savage, barbarian, full-on assault against tyranny. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got tons of news coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.